This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theater. It is that time of the week where we bring you Cinema Chat. And hello, Russ Collins. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm pretty good. The football game last week with the Buckeyes and the Wolverines was a little bit of a downer for us.
You seemed almost positive they were going to win. I actually predicted that Michigan would win 45-20.
25 points.
We were wrong. And for me, that was a good thing.
Yeah, well, I am going to be cheering for the Buckeyes to get in the top four and get to the playoff series so that Michigan can go to the Rose Bowl. They're the most likely.
And then you can enjoy Alabama beating Ohio State by 60
yes,
points, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be funny. Well, hey, Michigan's basketball team, that's something else.
Yeah, they
huh?
meet North Carolina. Yay. The ACC playoffs are previews.
Well, maybe it's just that time. Now you become a basketball school.
Yeah, you should be quiet now. So anyway, the reason we're here is to talk about movies, which is much more uplifting on so many
levels.
Yeah,
we've seen that Ohio State-Michigan movie before.
That's right,
for about
absolutely.
The past 2 decades.
And we have a film opening up this week called The Happy Prince. It stars and was directed by Rupert Everett, who is known for Madness, King of George, Shakespeare in Love, and lots of other films, a British actor. And he plays Oscar Wilde and directed the film. This is his directorial debut. And it's his performance as Oscar Wilde, the famous literary personality in the UK in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Oscar Wilde was a homosexual, which was actually at that time illegal in the UK, a lot of the world. And he ended up serving prison time and then being essentially exiled from the UK. And this is about his later years when he's in that kind of exile and wandering through France and Italy. But the performance by Rupert Everett is outstanding. The critics love it. A passion project for the writer, director, and star, Rupert Everett, The Happy Prince pays effective tribute to Oscar Wilde and a poignant look at his tragic final days. The performance is uplifting all by itself just to watch. And the literary figure Oscar Wilde shows his wit that he was so well known for, his flamboyant irony with the actor doing such a great job portraying this character later in life with the pains and aches of old age.
Mm-hmm.
It is a really spectacular performance. The Happy Prince opens this Friday. You'll go check that out. And then for anime stars, we have Marahi, which is from Studio Shizu, and a very famous director from that studio, Mamoru Hosoda, and he has worked with that studio before. He kind of left it but then came back to do Marahi. And it's about a four-year-old who meets his new baby sister, and his world is turned upside down, as you might expect. The Japanese anime form is so well executed in this. There's magical stuff and strange guests and looking at the past and the future all at the same time. It really is a wonderful anime kind of piece.
Now, I've never seen an anime presentation, but there are people who are truly dedicated and passionate about the form.
Oh, yeah. No, you living under the news rock that you have, you've missed this entire art form. And it is spectacular. It's kind of odd, but if you're and there are a lot of anime fans. Again, the critics are the simplicity and colorful warmth of Marahi's animation, underscored by a story with surprising and deeply affecting depth and emotional resonance, and the way characters are captured and stories are told in this anime world can be really wonderful. Now, the Mamoru Hosoda has done Summer Wars and Wolf Children that he's very well known for. So go check out Marahi. Worth checking out. We're also doing a documentary by Peter Bogdanovich, who featured as a young man in a film that was long put off, the Orson Welles film, The Other Side of Midnight. But he's probably better known for the director of Paper Moon, The Last Picture Show, a really brilliant commentator on motion pictures. But he has put together a documentary on Buster Keaton called The Great Buster. Now, Buster Keaton was known as the Great Stone Face, which was a really interesting way to act because because his acting was that he
was
never
physical.
He never showed his emotion on his face, and so the surrounding and the circumstance. But he was that slapstick comedian along with Charlie Chaplin and a lot of the silent era clowns.
I don't know that his physical comedy has been matched since.
It was pretty amazing. There's one film where there's eight of him that play that dance on stage together, which was quite a technical feat
right.
at the time, long before digital cinema. And there was another famous scene where literally a house falls around him and the only way he survived that thing was by exactly placing himself where that set piece was going to fall, where there was a window in the side of the house. And if anything had been off by 3 inches, he would have been crushed by the set piece. His physical comedy, and he was a director. He really was the great Buster Keaton. So go check out the great Buster. And it's limited screenings on the 2nd, 3rd, and 5th at the Michigan Theater. Check our website out for the exact screening time. And then the most famous, worst
movie
film
of all time
of the 21st century so far, The Room, Tommy Wiseau's work of frustration, I think, more than anything else. But people love it. And on Friday, November tomorrow, at 10 o'clock, we're going to do a special screening at the Michigan Theater. And
it's an interesting phenomenon how something can be so bad that it becomes good.
Yeah, and there was a movie last year called The Disaster Artist about the making
of this. James Franco did that,
yeah,
right?
And it was quite popular as well. So anyway, go check out The Room. If you've seen it, you know what you're in for. And if you haven't seen it, you're in for a surprise.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. Russ Collins is here, and the holidays right around the corner. Now,
that's right.
Just finished one, and
well, last
starting
weekend,
this weekend, and then we have the Christmas holiday.
We kicked off the holiday film season with A White Christmas, which was a nearly sold-out show at the Michigan Theater.
People
almost
singing their hearts out.
Oh, it was amazing. Polar Express set a record for our holiday classic series. And then we did Warner Brother animated cartoons in the morning the day after Thanksgiving. That was really well attended. So Little Women is actually going to be in the screening room, so make sure you make your reservations in advance because it actually may sell out. And this is with Susan Sarandon and Christian Bale and Winona Ryder.
She won an Oscar, didn't she?
Yeah, for that show, yeah. And it won Best Costume Design, Best Actress, as you said, Best Music and Original Score. So Little Women is going to play on Saturday at 1:30. Go check that out. It's free. It's free. So get there early if you want to get in. And then Point of No Return is a University of Michigan Blue Planet Ambassadors program screening that's happening on Monday at 7 o'clock. And it explores the plane that was solar powered that flew around the world as a promotion for...
It was quite a technical feat.
Yeah, it was quite a technical feat. And
perhaps a glimpse at our future.
There's going to be a post-audience discussion about that as well. And then something that a lot of cat lovers are looking forward to, the Cat Video Festival. This is going to be Wednesday.
Is that really a thing?
It really is. Last year we did it at the State Theater, and it sold out instantly. So we're going to put it in the Big House at the Michigan Theater. 10% of the ticket proceeds goes to the Tiny Lions Cat Cafe.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, and so that'll mean it for the Humane Society. And that's Wednesday, December 5th. 7 o'clock. Go check it out, a week from yesterday. Now, we're playing this film called The Green Book, which stars Mahershala Ali, who was in Moonlight last year, the film that won the Academy Award, and Viggo Mortensen, and they play these two juxtaposed characters. The Mahershala Ali is a really talented pianist, Dr. Don Shirley, who in the 40s and 50s had a really big career, but boy, did he experience the racism of America full force in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I mean, throughout his life. But he was a classically trained pianist that took a path into a more kind of pop jazz direction, had a fair amount of success, and this is when he makes a conscious tour of the Deep South, confronting some of the racial issues. He hires a bodyguard chauffeur guy, played by Viggo Mortensen, called Tony the Lip, and Tony the Lip is a bar bouncer and a really excellent look seer of human nature, and the Mahershala Ali character really helps him out as he's trying to write letters back to his wife. It is a charming, beautifully shot piece. Go see The Green Book. People stop me in the street and say, wow, that's a great film. I said, well, tell everybody, because not enough people are going to it. Opening at the Multiplex is The Passion of Hannah Grace.
The Passion or The Possession?
The Possession. I'm sorry, I can't read. And that opens tomorrow. The reviews on this are kind of non-existent.
Why go to the well again? After The Exorcist, there's no need for any more possession movies.
That's right. Well,
that was just a great one.
But Ralph Breaks the Internet and Creed 2, which opened last week, to great reviews. Both of them got great reviews. Go see those, even though they're at the Multiplex. You
know, yeah, they're going to top the box office again this week, aren't
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. So anyway, lots of great films. If you haven't seen A Star Is Born, hurry up. Beautiful Boy is so compelling. Boy Erased. Can You Ever Forgive Me? There's some great performances. It is the lead up to the Oscar season. See your movies so you know what's going on.
Thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.